Attention, attention! This is the Extreme Life Changer Show, the most exciting show on the internet about the truth and what's going on. Get ready. Hi, everybody. My name is Sonny Cardona, and it is my honor. Wait a minute. It is my pleasure today to show you what's going on around the world and what's happening in our little planet that we call Earth. This is probably the most eye-opening website you'll ever find. Well, my name is Sonny Cardona, probably the most controversial person on the planet. I don't know. People who meet me always have ideas of their own, and they never know how to take me in. I think one of the most controversial people that ever lived was actually Michael Jackson. He just died, and the media has been crazy. Actually, today was his burial, or they were showing him at the Staples Center and stuff like that. Very powerful, very poignant stuff. Pretty powerful stuff. And so, he was a great man. Now they're not calling him the King of Pop anymore. They are calling him the greatest entertainer that ever lived. I mean, so they always escalate him. I watched a 2-hour memorial, and it was powerful. It was really powerful, and it was there. And he had great music. He was a soundtrack of most people's lives, even mine. And as a kid, I did look up to him. But we have to watch out who we idolize, folks. That's what's going on in the world. The media, the New World Order, when we get into the stuff, who's really controlling us. Who are these people? And basically, they tell us who to idolize. And, they have all these things. If you watched the video that I've been talking about, They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll, very powerful, poignant video. I highly recommend watching it. And it talks about what these people behind the scenes. They tell you this guy's great. Oh, he's a Christian and everything. Which, let me be frank. I love when people say the gospel, worship Christ or whatever. But how they did it, it made Michael Jackson really was like a Christian. And honestly, he really wasn't. He was actually a Jehovah's Witness. And we can look into, some of the things that he did. And God bless him, whatever. But he wasn't really a Christian. He wasn't into, I don't think he's ever, I never heard him preach the gospel or anything like that. And yesterday I was watching a couple of his videos, and just looking in the man's eyes, there was sadness, and then there was anger. Unparalleled anger. It was really, really kind of scary in a lot of his videos. And he always did the satanic the horns, the I love you sign, but it's actually, rock and roll people use it, whatever, but that's how Satan, that's what they love. And they cast spells on people when they do this. When you're watching the video, they point it right at you and they're saying rock on, but they're literally witches, or they're possessed by demons, and they're putting a spell on you. And that's why sometimes it's hard to, keep your eyes off of them. It's kind of weird. It's like you watched them and you're mesmerized, and that's what they're doing. That's what this is about. This is about finding the truth, what's going on. I hate to tell you, I know there's probably a lot of Michael Jackson fans out there. God bless you. I'm one of them. I grew up, I remember being a kid and listening to the album and singing the songs, memorizing the Thriller album. I remember that, and I remember dancing, when I go dancing, whatever, people say, wow, you dance a lot like Michael Jackson stuff. Because, again, he was, a thing. But now it's time. Folks, we're grown up. This is a grown-up show. If kids are listening to it, God bless you. I pray that, you're learning something, too. Because I tell my young teenage daughter the stuff that's going on. And, there's a lot of things going on. And we need to stop worshiping men on this planet that they're gods or whatever, and we need to get back to God, the Heavenly Father. We need to get back to that. And that's what this is about. This is about finding that essence, the core of God, as Yeshua taught us how to be and to grow and to love and to have that Holy Spirit and to be part of God. And that's what it's about. It's not about thing. Yeah, we can be sad. I mean, it was sad when you see Michael Jackson's daughter on there. And, you know, she's like, my dad was the best. You know, this was someone's father, of course. You know, seeing the family break down. That's what this is about. And, you know, he's a man. He was a human being. We should be sad of a fellow brother dying or whatever, you know, and that's what this is about, coming back together. Yes, a lot of his music did come back together, you know, Heal the World and all that. Great music again, but kind of like surpassing. When I watched the video at the end, you know, he was going to do his tour, he was uniting the religions. And I get, again, I believe that we all need to be unified. But they were all the different religions and stuff like that. And I believe that we really need to get really right back to the true essence, the true core. And as a Christian, to follow the ways of Jesus Christ and try to find that. And again, if you don't believe that, I respect you. That's what it's about, you know. You know, we're going through some tough times in the world. We need to keep on pressing forward. I've been sick for the last couple of weeks now, ever since I made my chemtrail video. Folks, this is real. I literally have had the worst headaches that I've ever had in so long. I've been feeling nauseous. I've been feeling like throwing up, just incoherent. And it's weird. Let me tell you the story real quick. You know, I'll be laying down. I just start getting really tired. And all of a sudden, I start feeling nauseated. I start feeling the taste in my mouth and like of metal. And I'm like, they're spraying. As soon as I get up, I look in the window heading towards, east. I see them spraying right there. So that was earlier this morning. Went back, I started painting my house, started painting, whatever, doing some housework here, painting my walls. And so I laid down, I felt tired again. All of a sudden, the same thing happened. I go, they're spraying us. I get up, I walk out to the window, and guess what they're doing? They're spraying us. It's like my body now knows when they're doing it. We're being poisoned. Let's go into listeners' comments real quick. Well, let me start off real quick. You know, what's really going on? In Revelations 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. In other words, that's what's going on. It's about, we need to overcome this. Right now, we are in a silent war. A lot of people don't want to hear this. We are being attacked. And honestly, folks, to be honest, I may even start looking into moving somewhere where we're not so heavily sprayed, because this is affecting everything, but it isn't, because I'm already the victor. Actually, it's kind of funny. Matt called me from the Extreme Society show, and we were talking, and, you know, he was talking about some of the things that happened in the show. I really didn't tell a lot of the cast members that I did quit officially. I just told Jim, basically, I said, I can't be with you guys anymore. I have to start my own show. I love you guys. You know, I helped you make this show what it is today, but I can't be a part of it because I love truth so much that I can't be a part of it. And that's what it's about. It's about finding the truth. That's what this show is all about. And that's what it is. So we started talking, and he even said our words are very powerful. Our words are so powerful where we have to watch everything that we say, because words are whatever. So, you know, I even told him, you know, man, I'm feeling sick, blah, blah. He goes, don't say that, sonny. You just gave the devil power that he's going to let you be weakened or whatever. You have to command, I'm feeling good. Heal me from this. I am not broke. I am rich and abundant, and God's going to bless you. I actually was watching, what's that one guy that always talks about everything, you know, everything's happy or whatever. He's a televangelist guy or whatever. I'll get his name. Joel Osteen. And, you know, he was saying a lot of good things. I don't agree with every, you know, television pastors or whatever, you know, but he came up. Again, you have to feel it. You have to pray it. You have to love it. I know this lady at work. She says she loves her jobs. I love my job. I love my job. Even when it's down and out, I love my job. That's what we have to do. We have to always stay positive. And that's one of the most important things about this show, the ExtremeLifeChanger.com, is about finding happiness. You can go on to, you know, the uplift there, and you can get all the great quotes. Right now, I'm actually looking at my at the Find God in Peace, and, you know, I'm looking at the biblical verses and stuff, and very powerful. You know, again, Peter 1:4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven are for you, or for you. In other words, we're going through these trials. We're going through these tribulations. We have nothing to worry about. We are the victors. We are not the victims. We need to wake up from that. And that's what this is about. All right, well, let's go to listener's comment real quick. Let me log on here just so, you know, we can start diving deep on what, you know, again, what you guys are thinking and what's going on in the world. I got a couple little other things today to talk about. All right, so I'm going on, you know, just having a headache for the last week. I apologize if, you know, I'm not 100% perfect. I never claim to be perfect anyway. But a lot of people that write sometimes me, they think I am, and then they think, you know, I'm whatever. All right. Okay. Let's go into, I think, Freeman. We're going back into next week. There was this guy named Freeman. He wanted to, he just said I was whack, whack, whack. We thought he was a duck, or Barbara did, and whatever. All right, Freeman says, okay, I tried listening, can't do it. This guy's a whack job. Fine. You know, I always said, basically, I'm not for everyone. I'm not for everyone. I'm for the truth seekers, the people who really want to start finding out what's going on in the world. Like I said, I meet a lot of people. I talk to them, and they literally freeze up, just like the girl that I talked to, and she never called me back. But that's okay, because you know what? She's not the one for me, or she, you know, thing. But she'll be back. Everybody, I believe that this website is so intriguing that they're gonna be back, and they're gonna check it out no matter what, because the stuff on here is the facts. It's happening. You can look it up. You know. But whatever it is, and again, brother, I love you, Freeman. God bless you. And, you know, I hope you find the truth out there. And then Barbara, she hit me up. She's like, I'm watching the Rock and Roll videos. Well, I don't agree with them. I believe there is good and bad in all music. You have to discern for yourself what to accept. I don't believe it all bad. In essence, black gospel music. Well, yeah, you know what, Barbara? That's one of the things I said on Find God, Find Peace, and Find Love and everything, is that when you listen to certain music, it depicts you. It gives you energy. You know, I like upbeat music and stuff like that. Gospel music, you know, that's what I listen to now in the car after seeing the video. And it's like, I don't know, my whole life, you know, when you listen to radio and you hear a song you really don't like, and you start searching for songs, and you just become more frustrated because you're looking for songs or whatever. But now I just keep it on one station. I keep it on, you know, The Fish, 95.5, The Fish here in Ohio. And you know what? I've been blessed. I just feel better. And, you know, I'm not frustrated as much. You know, I even told my daughter, I'm like, I'm not frustrated anymore listening to the radio. She's like, Dad, I'm not. But, you know, whatever. But, you know, that's what it's about. Okay. So, yes, you have to have your own discernment. Pray to God. But, you know, after watching the video, and I highly suggest everyone watch They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, you start listening to the words. Usually we don't listen to words. And, you know, you hear some of the subliminal thing about sexual stuff, and it's horrendous. I'm not saying all music that's out there is like that, but most of it is, especially in the pop culture. It's about mind control, manipulation, and stuff. All right, well, hey, here's our buddy again, Freeman. Well, this is a rip-off show. Oh, well, wait a minute, Raul Sanchez. He replied to Freeman. He goes, "Then don't listen to it and go back to the Extreme Society show, Freeman, and stop hating on Sonny." Because, what does Raul say? He says, because nobody really cares what you think. Not on the show, because Sonny said is only for those that can handle the truth. Well, Raul, you're right. You're right. And you know, this is one thing I don't want. I don't want people on the message board. It's there for you guys. I love you guys. I want you to use it. That's what this is about. It's about expressing your own opinion. That's why I read these things off. Number one. Yeah, don't listen to me. And if you're calling me a ripoff show, let me tell you something, Freeman, and I'm going to tell you right now, how can I rip off something that I made? Okay, it's kind of like a guy that invented, the George Foreman grill. Okay, George Foreman didn't invent the grill, but the guy who invented it, okay, he went with a couple people, and then they broke off, and then the one guy left, and then whatever, but he still grills food, and he still has his own little griller. He helped make that. He has every right to use whatever it is. He helped invent it. When I helped make the Extreme Society show, again, I'm not saying I invented the show. I invented the format. I invented the discussion of topics, because again, when I started the Extreme Society show, I wanted the truth. It got muttered. And you know, again, we knew it was going to be a bunch of people talking their own, you know, beliefs, and that was fine. But then it started getting to be 1-on-3, 1-on-4, 1-on-8, you know, all the whole society against me. And you know, I couldn't be with a show like that. It started becoming the bashing, it seemed, or the thing. I actually talked to another person that they bash, and she said the same thing, and I'm not going to mention this person's name because I don't believe in all the views that she has, but it's true. I couldn't be in that place or whatever. So, you know, I'm not ripping him off. I invented it. Let's read the comments. I told Jim that. Let's start, you know, having the YouTube video of the week, which I'm going to show you that right now. I mean, how could I rip off something that I, at number one, the topics are my topics that I came up with to talk about that, and that's what their show is based on. So I can't copy or rip off something that was mine. I'm sorry. In essence, if you really think about it, since I left the show and that was my main thing, they're copying me, but they're not. It's all collaboration, okay? Thank you, Raul, for backing me up, you know. Thank you, and he's right. You know what? This show is dedicated, number one, God in finding the Heavenly Father. Number two is to find the truth. Look out there, and this is too much. Just like that girl, she ran for the hills. I expect at least 90%, 90 to 80% running for the hills, because this is way too much info for people. But one thing I do have to say, and I don't want to keep on promoting the website, because you know it is what it is. You're listening to it right now, but I'm pretty proud that people, when they log on to this website, and I can tell how long they're on and where they're at or vicinity, like America, Canada, and stuff. They stay for at least 2 to 3 hours, and that's awesome. And I want to thank everybody who listens to the show. I want to thank you for spending time, and the videos themselves. I'm sure you guys are watching that and everything. So keep on. I'm going to have more stuff. I've been so busy this week. I haven't put more material, but again, I want to make the top, conspiracies and everything like that. That's going to come. Right now, also, I bought a new mixer, so I'm learning how to use that. So if I sound weird, poppy, please forgive me. It's a growing process. I'm learning this stuff, getting right back to the core of getting everything back to normal here. Again, the president's in, you know, Russia. You know, their New World Order is setting everything up. The NATO, you know, again, they're working for the one world government, and that's what they're working towards, you know. Even the Pope seeks for global authority for the economy. He's talking about that. Pope Benedict on Tuesday, said we need world political authority to manage the global economy and for more government regulations of our national economies to pull the world out of the current crisis and avoid a repeat. The Pope calls for a rethink on the way the world economy is run and came into, basically touched a number of the social issues for whose the main connections and the threads in the current crisis has affected both the rich and poor nations, called charity and truth. So basically he's saying, you know, we got to come together. You know, that's what this is about. I do believe in unification, but I don't believe in a one government, and I don't believe in a one world currency. That is going to lock us into the mark of the beast. The Bible talks about the great church will be the whore, the great whore, and usher in this new world order. They will bring in the Antichrist and stuff. So folks, that's what's going on in the world. We have to look at the headlines, or I call them the head lies, because that's what's happening. We have to realize that they're trying to manipulate a one world system. The banking systems, the government, the evil cartels that control this world want that, to enslave you. Don't let them do it. We have to wake up. We have to help and think. You know, a lot of, you know, and another thing, let me get real quick to, you know, a lot of people go, Sonny, well, you know, this is all biblical. It's going to happen. You're going against, you know, God's will in some sense, because you have to go through a new world order. You have to see the Antichrist to get Christ. That's fine. And I'm, you know, that's biblical prophecy, and I, you know, prophecy is prophecy, and it's going to come down the road. What I'm saying is we have to help as many people realize the truth and to find God. That's all that I try to do, to help you guys realize what's going on. That's why this show is important. That's why this website, that's why you, my friends, every single one, you are my brother, you are my sister, you are a part of me, and I'm a part of you, and together we can help each other learn what's going on in the world, and I pray that everyone finds that. You know, that's what's going on. The world is in turmoil, and it's happening right in front of our eyes. California, they're done. They're basically, you know, they're giving IOUs to their workers and stuff like that. They're going broke. I heard today in Ohio, they're working on certain things. I mean, we're going towards the one world system. And folks, this is one thing I also want to tell you. We can't riot. We can't go crazy when all these things start coming down, because that's what the elite want. They want us to riot. They want us to fight. They want us to do everything. We have to do it as brothers and sisters and think smart. You know, I study martial arts and stuff, and you know, an angry person, someone that's really angry, isn't thinking straight. And when you don't think straight, you're not thinking right, and you're just doing whatever, where a smart person can lure you in and take you out. I was watching yesterday, I was watching a movie called Pathfinder, an excellent movie about Vikings attacking the Indians and killing them off and stuff. And, you know, the guy was a Viking himself, and he was a baby. They died, or whatever, the Vikings died, and he was by himself. And then the Indians found him, they took him in, kind of like a Tarzan type movie. And so he started fighting off the Vikings, and the Vikings were so gung-ho to kill, and just do whatever, but the one guy was always thinking. He was luring them in, always thinking 10 steps ahead, and that's what the Illuminati, the New World Order, has done. They have thought 10, 20, 30, 40, 100, thousands of steps before us, because folks, this is happening for thousands of years, thousands upon thousands of years before even Christ was born. The enemy, the devil, these corrupt systems, these corrupt men have wanted to overtake the world. You know, there's a funny cartoon, it was in the Warner Brothers cartoon or whatever, with the mice, I forget the thing, and they always said, "What do you want to do, Pinky," or whatever, and he was like, "It's time to take over the world," and you know, it was like a joke or whatever, but that's what's been happening. These people have been wanting to control, manipulate, and take over the world from the dawn of time. That's what the devil has wanted, and they're working towards it, and they're getting close. What do I say? Start awakening other people, start helping them learn, and try to find the core of God. This is the time to do it. If you're going to make peace with the Heavenly Father, if you're not, if you don't believe in God, I pray that you start looking at this stuff. I, you know, again, you can't refute the evidence that's in front of you. You have to believe in a higher power. And I'm going to tell you this. This is, you know, whatever. And if you don't want to, again, I respect that. You know, I don't care. I care because, you know, again, we're going towards annihilation, unfortunately, with all these wars that are coming and they're poisoning our air. Like I said, right now, I'm not 100%. I have a lightweight headache or whatever. I mean, this is disturbing. Not in 1,000 years of, you know, being alive, being a little kid, I would have never thought that my own country or this one world system would be poisoning me. You know, every day I'm literally being poisoned. There's people talking about it. We can't stop. When I drive, this is my force. God is my force to wake people up, to help people learn this stuff. And also, it's just like we have to do something. You know, we have to start helping people's lives and to learn this stuff. And I really say this with all my heart. You know, I love you guys. And that's what this is about. This is about finding the truth. That's what it is, and we're in a silent war. Bill Cooper said it. I believe everybody needs to check him out. Google him, William Cooper. They killed him actually. Some troopers or whatever. He knew too much. Yeah, he was a naval intelligence guy, and he's seen a lot of the things. What's going on? He talked about UFOs or whatever. And let me give you my take on UFOs because. You know, I don't know if anybody knows my views on UFOs, and you know, I know Sherry Shriner talks about UFOs, and I know, you know, the other show talked about UFOs. A lot of people are talking about UFOs. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, UFOs, with my research and my studies, are from here. They're not from anywhere else. Now, do I believe out of this vast galaxy that the Heavenly Father has created, we are a dot, literally, in the outlook of the universe. Are there other creations? Sure. I don't doubt it. Yes, there is. But is God going to bring them here? I don't think so. This is a learning ground, folks. This is a learning ground so we find God. This is just a huge test that we find Him. So we can find His ultimate love and become a part of Him. Now, the alien agenda, I believe, is a New World Order, a demonic. It's actually very demonic. It's these spirits, the demonic spirits, that I believe are trying to get bodies, okay? So I believe in the late 30s, 40s, or whatever, or even 20s, or even before that, they were trying to do genetic modification. Again, God is the creator. The devil isn't a creator or whatever. But he's using science and he's using manipulation. And I believe what happened was that by genetic modifications, they were trying to clone. And since God gives life, because he is the creator of everything, they would have these genetic dead babies or whatever, or these just vessels. And so these spirits were able to go into these dead vessels, in essence, because there was no spirit, and they became the aliens, as they call the grays and all that. I believe that's what this is. And then by, again, the brilliance of the evil one, Lucifer, and the demonic possessions of many scientists, and some scientists are smart, they cohorts, or they worked on alternative energies, which, again, God wants us to have, but they suppressed us with that, and they've came up with UFOs, ships, and, you know, all the flying saucers and all that stuff. I believe those are just suppressed technologies that we should have by now, but they suppressed them. And so by this whole scenario here that's going on with this fake alien, you know, agenda, that these aliens are going to come down and attack us or whatever, they're going to come down, but they're not coming down, they're coming up. They're coming from the underground bases, I believe. And they're going to pretend like they're from another planet, another universe, or whatnot, and they're going to come down and, you know, they're going to try to trick many. I mean, that's one of the plots. And David Cooper talks about that, or Bill Cooper talks about it. Those are my point of views. I've seen a demon shapeshift into an alien. Let me tell you that quick story so you know my background. I was sleeping one night at my old house. Again, my old house was heavily haunted. And as I'm sleeping there, I had a dream, and it was a lucid dream where I knew it was a dream. I woke up in the dream. And so I see this girl, and she's undressing herself. And I'm like, yo, whoa, what is this, you know? And so she's undressing, and I seen in the other room, I knew my ex-girlfriend, or at the time my girlfriend, was in the living room. So I was like, no, I can't do this. I pushed this girl away. And I walk into the room, and I look at her, and I knew something was different. And her voice literally changed, and she's like, look what you have done to me. And so her voice changed like that, and she literally turned into a gray. Like, her eyes turned huge, her skull became elongated. It's the best depiction I can give you is actually she looked like the attack of Mars, alien, the big head with the veins coming out. And so I woke up from this dream, and this thing shot up from my head and went into the corner of the room, this alien type looking being, and then it disappeared. And I was paralyzed too with fear, and I prayed in God's name and Yeshua's name and Jesus' name, and I just felt the love and the Holy Spirit overcome me. And so by that, I knew it was a demon. It was a demon pretending. So when you have people that are, again, taken by these entities, and you know, and I do believe they're real. I mean, there are graves. They can come down, or they can go in your room, take you, and do experiments. Yeah, these are demonic entities. They are, again, they are from here. They're not from another dimension. If you say they're from another dimension, you're talking about the demon, the spirit within the alien. And that, yes, is from another dimension. Those are the demonic things. They don't have UFOs from other dimensions or anything like that. You know, again, we're talking about the spiritual world. You know, a lot of people are saying there's spiritual UFOs or dimensional UFOs. No, it's... they have the technology, they've had it, and I even think they've even had the technology back in the Egyptian times too, to use and to manipulate people. So it's all over the board. I say do your research. I know a lot of people right now are listening to this shaking their head. What the hell did you say? Let me put it easy. Aliens equal demons. That's it. That there's nothing else to learn. You see one, you pray in the name of God, you pray in the name of Yeshua and Jesus Christ, and you'll see them run like little cockroaches that they are. That's all you have to remember. When you hear all the craziness about they're from another planet and all this, it's a farce. They're from here. Well, again, I believe their bodies are from here. They're just genetically modified. Those are my ideas. Again, I don't want you to say, oh, wow, you know, Sonny said this, it's true. No, I want you to go and do your own research. This is what the Lord has shown me. He's put in my heart, in essence, what's really going on. The movies that are happening right now with the UFOs and stuff, if the one world system doesn't go accordingly that I believe, they're going to use a UFO invasion or whatever. It's all there. So that's my take on the UFO experience and what I've experienced in my life. And you know, it's about finding truth. Again, I'm not saying I'm 100% right. Heck, I could be 100% wrong. But you know what? If I'm making you think right now, and I'm talking to you right now, if I made you think and you really go and you pray to God, God, is he right? Is this right? What is really going on? Show me the truth. If you do that, then I did my job. And that's all it's about. It's about finding truth. These are my life experiences that I'm giving to you, so hopefully you can have a better understanding what's going on my point of view and how things are together. I mean, I've been doing research again since 2001. I've been doing research since I was 11 on discovering why we are here, and I truly believe it is trying to find the essence of God. Yeshua showed us. I believe he showed me and how to do it. A Muslim friend came up to me and he asked me a question on YouTube. You know, I get lots of comments. This guy is like, just really nice guy, really helping me out. You know, just saying, hey, Sonny, I love your videos. I never seen anyone with so much love that you're giving and all the caring, you know. But he asked me a question, and let me read this one real quick to you. He basically asked me why, if God is the one creator, the one God, the one essence, why do you need Yeshua? Why do you need Jesus? Why do you need that? Why would he need all this? And my reply was back to him, because he was a Muslim and I respect him and I love him as a brother. And I basically said, Because God needed to show man how to truly be a person without sin, without no judgment in essence, or, you know, he loved everyone. He loved without boundaries. And so he was the perfect prototype or perfect person to show man how to live and to be. Because before Jesus Christ, there was no other like him. So as looking at him and learning how he was, then we can become like him and become, you know, baptized or whatever and find the Holy Spirit. There's lots of false religions out there. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to pick on any religions right now. I have in the past, and we were going to get into all that. And that's what I said. There are all these demonic false religions in this world that are damning God's children, that we need to truly wake up from it. And I told him the verse, you know, that's on the website. Love thy Heavenly Father while your heart, mind, and soul. And love that, you know, love God with everything you got and love each other. But that's the core of it. Love the one. Love God. Love the source. Follow that and you'll have everything. And that's what this show, again, is always about. That's what it is. And it's about finding and learning and just growing. And I want everybody to do that. I want everybody to start growing spiritually. About music or whatever, I've been trying to stay away from it. Some of the crazy, you know, typical pop stuff, which is talking about love and sex. And, you know, again, we have to start cleansing our soul. And that's what this is really about. Okay, guys, well, again, you know, I want to thank you, and I want to end today with everything that's going on in the world. We shouldn't fear anything. We should always be loving and trying to help each other. Tell your friends, families about this show, or I don't care if you never mentioned this show to anybody. Tell them what's really going on and the undying love that Yeshua had for us, that Jesus had for us, and the true essence of God that's within us. That I do promote 100%. I want to end right now. You can say the prayer, the salvation prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you know, I know Jesus Christ died for my sins, so I would be freed from this crazy world of chemtrails and demonic possessions and demonic influences and evil music that's just trying to destroy us bit by bit. There's you, dear Heavenly Father, dear Christ and God, and that you will watch over us and you will show us the truth, the way, and the life. Because, you know, again, you are the essence of truth, dear Heavenly Father. You have given us Jesus. So I pray everybody, ask God for forgiveness. Ask God for truth to find it. Ask him right now. In the Heavenly Father, in his all his love and glory, in Yeshua's name, thank you. Hallelujah and glory to the one, the Heavenly Father. I hope that you guys said that prayer, that you came to God, and that you really want to find him. And that's what this is about. And I pray for all the listeners who's already said that prayer. Continue on doing the works of God. Let him guide you. And that's what this is about. Again, I want to thank you. Again, it's been my honor. It has been my privilege to talk to you today. And I pray that you have a fantastic, a great, healthy, spiritual week with God. You know, God will come closer to you if you go closer to him. He will never run from you. Most people run from him. So just go close to him. Remember that. I love every single one of you. Thank you again for being a part of the Extreme Life Changers Show. Talk to you next week. God bless.